And this is Wendy Kaufman in Seattle. The Coast Guard commissioned its first ever SWAT team here today, just in time for tomorrow's celebration. The 104-member elite Marine Safety and Security team will be patrolling Puget Sound in brand new high-performance boats, nicknamed Defenders. The new boats will be on view tomorrow from Myrtle Edwards Park on Elliott Bay. Here, final preparations are underway for the annual Waterfront Festival and Fireworks Show. As many as 250,000 people are expected. The sponsor of this family-oriented affair is Ivers, a local restaurant chain. The firm's president, Bob Donegan, says, as in past years, security checks will be in effect.
When people come to the gate, the security service searches backpacks, strollers, anything that people carry in. In the past, we've searched for fireworks and firearms, and this year we'll look for everything as well.
Donegan says that for the most part, security at this year's festival won't feel very different from past years, but there are changes. In addition to the new Coast Guard boats, there will be a larger contingent of police officers and an expanded security buffer around the fireworks barge.
That's the Coast Guard rescue helicopter, and it's patrolling the waterfront. It has been for the last month. You'll see it four or five times a day. And you've seen the boats on the water. The Coast Guard has patrols, the port has patrols, the city of Seattle has patrols.
The Puget Sound region, with its vast shoreline, a busy international border, and some high-profile institutions, has often been mentioned as a potential terrorist target. Indeed, the head of the Seattle office of the FBI says there are a significant number of terrorism investigations in the state, mostly in the greater Seattle area. But as Seattle Police Lieutenant Eric Sano points out, the FBI's terrorist alerts have been very general.
There's never been anything real specific, but we have to treat everything as a possibility, maybe even a probability. We've contacted our mutual aid agencies. We've come up with contingency plans in the event of certain things, and we'll go from there.
The Seattle Police Department plans to have more than half its sworn officers on duty tomorrow. Bomb squads and SWAT teams will be ready. So will the department's Emergency Operations Center that links to all federal, state, and local emergency response teams. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.